articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. What type of virtue is humility? Is it still alive? Humility is a repressing or moderating virtue opposed to pride and vainglory, or that spirit within us which urges us to great things above our strength and ability. And therefore, it is included in temperance just as meekness, which represses anger, is a part of the same virtue. I went to a Salesian Catholic boarding school in Tampa for 3 years in middle school. It was founded by John Bosco, a young priest who focused his concern on the orphaned and homeless child laborers he encountered in Turin, Italy. In 1859, he founded the Salesians to befriend, educate, and help these impoverished boys. Humility was a key virtue he taught. It is a virtue out of fashion today for young boys and people at large. Jesus is the model of humility. Just imagine, as a young 12-year-old lad, he's found in the temple teaching in Luke 2:39. He returns to Nazareth, and for the next 30 years, he is subject to Mary and Joseph, two human beings. He lived in complete submission and respect. Humility pleases God immensely and makes us acceptable to one another. If the virtue of humility is so difficult for us as adults, it is much more difficult for youngsters, especially teenagers. Too many at their age yearn to move away from home to find refuge in the world of their friends and peers, and they try to assert themselves. They begin to have conflicts and disputes and little outbursts with their elders. They can rebel against any advice and shrug off any kind of parental control by lying. Many constantly will hide their wrongs, their poor performance at school, their questionable friends, loose language outside of home, stealing money, and perhaps their first experience of smoking or trying some soft drugs. Over the years, their little lies grow much bigger and have greater consequences that will affect their relationships with their spouses, families, and their employers. It was for this reason that Don Bosco put these recommendations into the prayer book he wrote for his boys. Here are two things that I earnestly recommend to you. First, be honest with your parents and your teachers. Do not try to cover up your shortcomings, much less deny them. Always candidly tell the truth. Lies not only offend God, they make you children of the devil, the prince of lies. When you know the truth and you still choose to lie, you become a disgrace before your companions, and you earn the displeasure of your superiors. Secondly, I recommend that you take the advice and heed the warnings of your superiors as a rule for your life and your work. Blessed are you if you do these things. You will always be happy, and all that you do will be done with a pure motive and to the edification of those around you. So in conclusion, let me just say, give me an obedient youngster, and I will make him a saint. And on the other hand, a disobedient youngster is on the road to lose all the other virtues as well. Likewise, you younger people, in 1 Peter 5:5, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. There is much here to be said about all of us. We at Grace Family Church have a very large and vibrant youth ministry that meets on Wednesday nights. We are always in need of humble adults who are willing to invest their time in the youth of today. pray about getting involved. Roy Lesson said humility allows you to see your weaknesses and embrace God's strength. It allows you to see your insufficiencies and embrace His adequacy. It allows you to see your poverty and embrace His riches. It allows you to see your sin and embrace His righteousness. It allows you to see your lack and embrace His supply. He also said, humility is not measured by what you do or don't do. It is not measured by what you say or how you look. Humility is by the attitude and disposition of your heart. It is measured by your surrender, your obedience, your faith, and your complete dependency upon God. Lord, I love being nothing, so You can be my all in all. I pray You make it a Jesus-filled day.